Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Victoria Redshaw with Scarlet Opus out of the UK. Victoria, how are you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you for talking to me today.
You and I have been working together with the Surfaces show in January now for about, has it been 5 years? Is that right?
I think it has been that long. Yeah, absolutely.
The reason we're talking today is you are working with Hanley Wood on the Surfaces East show that's held in Miami for the first time, October 20th to the 22nd. And you're given two seminars on the Monday, October the 20th. And you're going to talk about window displays, right?
Well, as you know, over the years that we've been working together, we would normally create a trends hub at exhibitions. But because this is the inaugural Ties East show, we wanted to bring something really new to Miami. So along with the team that's behind the show and the Scarlet Opus team, we've designed a brand new workshop. It's visual merchandising based, and it's going to be a brilliant, interactive, entertaining feature that's right on the show floor, as well as there being a workshop that's classroom based. So it comes in two different parts. So if it's okay, I want to talk you through those two parts so everybody can understand exactly what's going to happen and why it's so unique. The first part, in the morning session in the classroom, we're going to deliver a presentation and a discussion on Monday the 20th, and we're going to talk about new directions for window dressing and virtual merchandising, how to create store window designs that will connect with end consumers, that engage them and bring them into your store. And we're going to apply interior trend information to inform visual merchandising, and we will reveal three trends for spring-summer 2015 during that session, and how to use that trend information to select product displays. But the really exciting thing is three members of the Scarlet Opus team are going to go out to Ties East, and our expertise is really going to come into force when we go into the second session in the afternoon, which is live on the show floor. So right on the show floor will be a boulevard of three storefronts with empty windows that will be ready for the participants of the workshop to dress. So it's going to be a really hands-on three-hour afternoon session right in the middle of the show. And the workshop participants will be split into three groups, each of which will have a member of the Scarlet Opus team that's totally dedicated to them. So it gives participants a very customized assistance and experience. And together, each group will design and dress one of the three windows on the boulevard right there on the show floor. And the products are going to be provided by lots of different show exhibitors, whether it be tiles, carpets, rugs, wood flooring, you name it, plus an array of props for the participants to select and incorporate. So it's going to be really dynamic, interactive, fun, and inspiring, and loads of takeaways. Everything that the participants learn across the morning and the afternoon sessions, they can take away to their own stores and apply in their own visual merchandising back at their own businesses. So we are super excited to bring this brand new workshop to Ties East.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, this whole topic of merchandising, which then if you go even narrower into window displays, is an area that when you start talking about floor covering retailers, our November issue of Floor Focus magazine, we always have a section on this because we consider that there's room for improvement, if you will, in this area of merchandising, because just some of the hint of what makes a successful merchandising system is, you know, reducing clutter, ranging products by lifestyle, you know, just making it easy for the consumer to help themselves, right?
Absolutely, and I think that there's so much that we can bring to this as experts within trends and trend forecasting about how you group products together, about not really good enough to be completely focused on your flooring product because that flooring goes in a room that has a relationship with other products, and you need to build something, as you say, that shows lifestyle, that's aspirational, that shows how those products work together. And also truly connects with what's happening in fashion and what's happening within interior trends at that time and in the near future for the coming season as well. So it's about bringing all those things together and also little bits of tricks and things about how do you really engage with a potential consumer as they're on the street looking at your store. How do you make them stop? How do you get them to come in? How do you make them feel as though there's something unique and something that's really for them and that you understand what's going on within fashion and you understand what they're desiring, what they're really working on at the moment and what they're working towards.
Well, I noticed in reading the write-up about this that you do recognize that this window needs to appeal to the female consumer. So, you know, being able to come up with a window, I mean, maybe one suggestion would be, you know, to get a mannequin that looks a little bit like Matthew McConaughey or something like that, right?
Oh, you're ahead of us, Kemp. You're ahead of us. There will be mannequins. We are going to, you know, give them the opportunity. It's an improv situation once we get onto the show floor. So they'll be able to pick and choose what props they want to work with, and we'll design and build very much as a team, as a group making decisions. I wouldn't mind a little bit of McConaughey. That's not a bad thing, is it?
So you say there's three. Will they all be coming up with the same solution, or will they be facing three different challenges?
No, it's not a competition in that they're pitted against each other in any way, and there isn't right and wrong on this, but the way that we've divided this up is that during that morning session, we will go through the details of three interiors trends for spring-summer 2015, and so one of each of the windows will be based on one of each of those three trends.
And I guess you can't reveal those trends at this point, can you?
You know, I don't mind talking to you about them a little bit. That's not a problem. So spring-summer 2015, they are going to be called Reconstruct, which is a very marble-based look. It's very weighty and solid. It's got a real Carrara marble influence that comes through. So it's a great one for bathroom, for example. And there are qualities about that. I've got mixes of materials, rose gold come through there, and also elements of translucency. So there are little bits of diffused pastels that come through on that. It's very much about a quieter, visual look to design. So being able to create spaces that are a sanctuary, that are contemplative, where we can relax, that are calming and soothing and have a sense of well-being about them. Because life is so hectic, we're bombarded with information, infinite choices, very fast-paced, and we need to create these spaces for people to be able to really relax and escape from that. So that's Reconstruct. Then Retail has got a historical influence to it. So lots of elements here that come through from medieval right through to Baroque, lots of ornamentation, but it's discreetly opulent. And we've got nude tones and cosmetic tones and pastels, and again, a mix of metallics that will come through there. And then the final trend is Refound, which is a great one for the wood flooring people. This is really looking at early civilizations, looking at tribal art and influences as well, lots of wood tones, but this is about hypernatural. It's about the irregularities and imperfections of wood being allowed to flaunt themselves and creating something that doesn't look perfect, something that makes us feel as though it's very authentic, that it's real. And again, that's something that connects us to the earth. The whole issue of biophilia is something we've been talking about to our clients over the past few years, the natural instinct to want to connect with nature, and that ties through into the materials that we surround ourselves with. So they're the three trends that we're going to go through during the session in the morning, and then that will be the themes that they'll work on once we get down onto the show floor and we're building those windows.
All right, and the people that want to participate, they'd go to the website and sign up for it, is that right?
Yeah, now space is limited, but there is still room. So go to the registration portion of Ties East on the website and sign up. And I would encourage them to get on and do that. It's going to be a great session, but yes, limited places, but there are still some available.
All right, well, this sounds exciting. I look forward to watching this happen. Should be very interesting. It's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Victoria Redshaw, who's a trend forecaster with Scarlet Opus in the UK. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.